justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Is Dr. Tito Prado from the Tita Medical Clinic, and we're going to be talking about the diseases that are plaguing so many people. And unfortunately, there are an awful lot of people out there across America who are ill, who certainly don't respond to regular medical treatment. There's certain ideas that are put forward. This is how you're supposed to treat people. But what happens if they don't fit into that category? And certainly, many times, of course, you have to spend a good deal of time examining the patients. It's because they have shoulder pain. Does not necessarily mean they have an impingement syndrome or tendonitis. There are many other causes, and sometimes, like conventional treatments, don't help these. So with that as a background, Dr. Prado, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Christian Peter Medical Clinic is in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it's been, how long has the clinic been actually up and operating?
12 years now.
And what is your specialty? I mean, what can you offer people that certainly they're not going to be able to get to regular medical channels?
Well, we have a great team of doctors, both conventional and in the area of natural medicine. But what we do, which is, and we also have an international clinic in Mexico. So what it allows us to do is provide technology from all over the world to help cancer patients and chronic disease patients at a whole nother level. So this is more than just, let's say, alternative medicine, or just more than integrative, which is the combination of alternative and conventional. It's really the state of the art. And the only best way to explain it is when you look at the therapies and the treatments that we offer and the combinations of therapies, you really will find them nowhere else in the world in these combinations like we do at Invita. And that's because we have, you know, fabulous doctors that are trained, you know, from the ER to emergency medicine all the way to been in doing alternative healthcare for 30-plus years, our chief medical director. So we have a great team. And so what's different is that when people have a chronic illness, they typically go about managing the symptoms, even if it's with alternatives. Sometimes they don't want to use a drug. They'll go the natural route. But what we do, which is quite a bit different, is we find the cause of the illness. And whether that's, and let's say, for example, someone said they have fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, but really they have Lyme disease or a Lyme disease complex, a series of infections, a weakened immune response. We find those infections through testing. We reestablish the immune system. We kill those infections, and we help the patient return to health. And that's different than just, let's say, taking a natural product to just stop the pain or using a medication, because you're constantly dependent on that, and you never really reach a full level of health. In the cancer setting, a cancer patient is told, here's your chemo regimen or radiation regimen. What we do is we actually look for what caused the cancer in the patient. Then we help remove that. We help them to target their immune system to fight the cancer, remove all of the carcinogens For instance, an example of a case was a gentleman who had such bad dental infections and dental problems that those were really contributing factors to his cancer. Those needed to be cleaned up, and then we reestablished a vaccine from his immune system to fight the cancer. We helped him use a targeted form of therapy that was specific to him, and that helped him tremendously. So these are the kinds of things, just in a nutshell. A lot of times patients are not aware of the fast, directed techniques that we can do that really can save them a lot of pain and suffering. I'll give you another example, something the listeners might be aware of, prostate cancer, where they use robotic surgery to remove it, even in early stages, and you're laid up for 3 weeks, and you can become urinary incontinence, have erectile dysfunction problems. We can avoid all that. We have technology where we can treat them. They can be playing golf throughout the process. They don't lose their energy. Then reestablish their immune system to go over any micrometastases, which is typically ignored in early stage cancers. It's almost assumed as though the cancer will not spread. And so what we do is, by doing that, the patient has an incredible quality of life, a better, more comprehensive treatment. And this is what happens when you use the best treatments and the best strategies from around the world.
Well, now, basically, is there any place for something like the Rife treatment? Dr. Rife had an amazing machine. Treated various diseases with various frequencies, and, of course, he developed a very advanced microscope. They shut him down.
Yes.
The last thing the health authorities
wanted. Well, and see, that's what Royal Rife's work, which was obviously... It was job is really to hone in on the specific frequencies to implode specific viruses, bacteria, parasites. It also was designed to go after cancers, a number of different things by frequency. Now, what we have seen clinically, these frequency devices, and there's some good ones and some bad ones. I think, that's the problem with it. It's an open market type thing. But the good ones have a benefit in the patient. Do they in themselves eliminate cancers? We have not seen that. Do they in themselves help with infection? Yes. Do they improve immune system? More importantly, what we found from a lot of these frequency devices, magnetic frequency devices, in fact, I think we have a gentleman flying in today from somewhere around the world to demonstrate a new instrument to our medical staff. They speed healing, and they're very good for pain a lot of times, and they can help. But the problem is, just like anything, because it was taken away, everybody assumes it's the magic bullet. And it can be helpful to patients, but it's not a cure-all. And I always want to make that clear, because I think what you have to look at is, that's a wonderful device for home care, reestablishing immunity if you're going after particular infections. If you remember the naturopathic doctor, Dr. Helga Clark wrote, The Cure to Cancer, she was dealing with parasites and removing parasitic infections. There's so many infectious diseases. They are probably responsible for most of the cancers we see today is infection. The other is toxins, and obviously everybody knows all the toxins in the environment, heavy metals. Those are responsible. So you also have to clean those out of the body. You can use frequencies to help with detox, but it's just not enough to do chelation. It's not enough to fully establish the immune system. So I would say it's one piece of the puzzle, and for some patients, some things work better than others. Some patients will feel better with it. Some people actually will get a little bit, go through that detoxification process before they feel better, regardless what treatments you use. But there's no doubt that frequency is an effective form of therapy. And look, think of it this way. 10 units are used, right, for muscle. That's a frequency treatment. There's a number of ultrasound. These are all approved devices. Rife obviously had it more dialed in to specific frequencies. And, there's no question that those have an impact.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the Character Institute.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here. And first, the Dr. Otto was saying there's so many toxins that you're exposed to. I mean, one of the big reasons for pushing vaccines today is because that's a way of getting mercury into. That's a good way to get aspartame and MSG, which are poisonous substances. Aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent. It's in over 6,000 products that you get on a regular basis, and many of them are targeted at children. And so certainly the aluminum that we're getting, the increased aluminum, not only from the vaccines but from the spraying, we're constantly exposed to toxins and how to get rid of them. What about the ionic foot baths? We read about those, and some people swear by them. Is there anything that really helps in the way of the ionic?
It's funny you mention these. We've used all of these things at one point or another, and no, the ionic foot baths, the discoloration that takes place inside the tub is really not toxins coming out of the body. It's more of the chemical reaction that's occurring. So it's like a chemistry kit. However, do people have benefit? There have been some patients who've claimed benefit. Is it the best method of detoxification? Absolutely not. It's a home device, and not a bad thing for people to use if they feel they're detoxing. Still, I'm very careful because these devices, which, you have to imagine in a doctor's office or in a medical practice, and this is not just myself, but colleagues who have other practices, they use these things, and then everybody talks and says, and of course, you don't see anything being a one-hit wonder. Is it beneficial? Can it help? Yes. Can it be maybe part of a treatment protocol? Yes, maybe part of home care for a patient. But if we're talking about a chronically ill patient, a cancer patient, they need really aggressive targeted detoxification. You have to know the pathways you're trying to push, what their toxins are. For instance, heavy metals aren't going to come out of a foot bath. You're just not going to eliminate them that way. However, there's acupressure points at the bottom of the foot. There's other things that can be, done to open up meridians, if you will, and help to cleanse the body. But fundamentally, these aren't cure-alls. Now, I don't want to discourage people because there have been patients. I have one myself sitting in my garage, a really good quality one that I've been given for demo purposes. And it really, it's not a one-hit wonder. But it is for some people who are extremely sensitive to detoxification, to electric magnetic frequencies, highly, highly sensitive patients. These little types of things do kind of help them along the way, but I wouldn't suggest that that's the best method of detoxification. Is, first of all, removing the toxins you're eating and the substances to the best of your degree, and then to pinpoint what they are and then eliminate them through cytochrome pathways. These are specific detox pathways. And remember that people have different genetic, detoxification problems in these cytochrome pathways. Some can eliminate things, some cannot. So you have to push, biochemically, these pathways to to move and eliminate what you're trying to eliminate that that patient was exposed to. Pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals need to be chelated specifically for the metals that are found in their body. You know, and hormones, a lot of times it's an imbalance in the hormones, but they're also getting a lot of xyno or you know, synthetic hormones that are mimicking cancer-causing substances. And then we can go on because then we have all the infectious components that are making things even more complicated. A patient may have Epstein-Barr, which is linked to lymphoma, or, very commonly herpes virus 6, which can lead to MS, brain cancers, all kinds of neurological problems, chronic fatigue syndrome. You know, we can make a long list here because these are the things that really cause people to be ill. These are the things. And exercise is another good form of detoxification. Saunas, there are these sauna cabinets. Infrared saunas can be very good. The ozone saunas can be very helpful as well. Coffee enemas, the old-fashioned organic coffee enemas, if done properly, can help with detoxification. Poultices, you know, you can do all kinds of things that you can. And then, obviously, there's a whole series of herbs and botanicals that are fabulous for liver and kidney. And so this is just, these are the basic things that I would say are over the counter in some manner. But there are more aggressive ways to detoxify inside a medical center. For instance, in our facility, we use a technique called biodetoxification, which is very, very detailed. First, through testing, we find what those weaknesses are, what those toxins are, and then we eliminate them specifically, and we use a combination of methods depending on what we're trying to eliminate, and then we can test before and after. That's the big thing, is being able to test what's leaving your body. Otherwise, it can be a little bit subjective, and it definitely can have a placebo effect. If someone thinks they're cleansing their body, you can say, well, I feel good for a temporary period of time. You have to really know what you're eliminating, and you have to measure it, if that makes sense.
Well, basically, now, of course, you have a specific pattern of getting rid of the metals. What percentage of the people that you see have heavy metal or aluminum intoxication?
Well, it's got to be close to 75 to 80 to 85%, depending on the given month of who comes in the door. Most patients have heavy metal toxins, and here's why. Dental work, right? We have the metals leaching, even in the form of fumes from the oral cavity, mercury. Dentists are some of the sickest people. And I think, you know, we've talked about this before, where a lot of their insanity or suicide risk is not because people don't like the dental profession. It's because of the mercury, you know, and the toxins. And so if they have to glove up and mask up to use it, I'm sure a lot of dentists have moved away from that in today's modern world of dentistry. But so mercury in the mouth is a very common form. Also in fish, people that eat a lot of fish, even coastal fish, they'll loaded with metals, so they have to be careful to look for the types of fish that are lower in heavy metal toxicity. And so that's another big one. Then also there's a number of different toxins. We have aluminum being used up in these chemtrails people are aware of, so we're seeing the aluminum levels come up. Lead is everywhere, you know, especially all these products from China. If you have a plate in your house that's painted with anything but white, you know, that has like flowers or something on it that you're eating on, you might want to test it because most likely they're using lead when they make that pottery or that plate. There's lead in the paints. I mean, this just goes on and on. It's all over the environment. It's impossible to eliminate these sources. But we find, as a common routine, as we're testing, now let me tell you what kind of testing. This is not just a hair analysis. This is challenging. We give an IV to chelate, which from the Greek word means to grab, and then pull it out of the urine, and then we do a 24-hour check on that urine so we know, because metals are not just freely moving in the bloodstream. This is what most doctors don't understand. You can't just find it in the bloodstream. They're usually in the connective tissue. It's deep within the body, and it makes it very difficult to clean up infections, to rebuild the immune system, and eliminate other toxins when you have heavy metals. So we use a special, so much is proprietary, but we use a technique that's called chelo-ozone therapy. We use the ozone first to oxygenate and vasodilate, open up those blood vessels so we get a nice circulation flow, and then we piggyback that with a specific intravenous chelation, depending on what we're chelating, which metals we're chelating out of the body. And then we're reestablishing the right nutrition because People who have heavy metal toxins have deficiencies in a number of nutrients and minerals such as magnesium, which facilitates numerous detoxification pathways. So you have to replenish that, vitamin C, a number of other things along the way so that if you can see, it's a multi-step process.
And
so it's different than going home and eating cilantro, you know, as your method of chelation.
Well, most people are deficient in magnesium. This is what people don't understand. Most doctors don't understand that magnesium is so essential as far as the function of the heart, the function of the bowels, but many heart functions. So many people get into heart problems because of magnesium deficiency. And how often do you see magnesium deficiency?
Well, in every chronically ill patient, it's there. And there was a physician, I won't mention the name, that was talking about how magnesium contributes to protecting infections through feeding biofilm, and that's really not accurate. Magnesium is, like you said, extremely deficient in patients. People need magnesium. They have problems with, eliminating toxins. They have a problem. So what happens is, in a nutshell, if I can explain this, is there are people already have deficiencies. That's a given because of the poor diet, lifestyles, minerals in our foods, and so forth. But when you're sick, or you're doing chemotherapy or anything else, you're even more in need. It's kind of like a barometer. You go from being I'm deficient to extreme deficiency. So these things need to be replenished. And you know, it's interesting is, when you give patients intravenous magnesium, they feel calmer, their blood pressure can improve. Obviously you see them relax, their muscle tissue. And magnesium does something very interesting. It helps to bring circulation to underserved areas in the body because of that relaxation capacity of magnesium in the muscle tissue. Now, obviously it works on so many pathways. If we were to look at this from a biochemical nutrition point of view, the pathways are too numerous to mention. So like you said, it is essential in so many areas, and it's very common. And that's why, but again, there are different types of magnesium. Magnesium orotate, citrate, aspartate, there's different chelated magnesiums. When we're talking about IV, we're talking about magnesium sulfate or magnesium citrate that are usually used. And, patients feel that really they do feel the benefit of that.
Well, how can people get in touch with the Envita Clinic?
Well, I'll give you a phone number, and we have a great staff of people standing that can kind of help people one-on-one with their personal questions and their problems with, whatever their issues might be in chronic illness. We have a really good staff of people that are well-trained and spend quite a bit of time working close to the doctors that are seeing the patients. Our phone number is 1-866 830-4576. Again, that's 1-866-830-4576 or Envita, ENVITA.com. Again, ENVITA.com. And there's so much information on the website. We have lots of great articles on chronic illness, infections, fibromyalgia, lupus. Cancer is really one of our fortes. You'll learn more on alternative medicine. And then if you contact us, we can also send you all kinds of information, video webinars, and other things that you can watch in-depth information and learn for yourself and your families. I really think once people get educated, that's what I've seen over the years, then they make better decisions. They have to know what they're doing. Just like any field or anything you're in, until you understand what's the problem, you really can't, if you will, fix it because you're just busy managing the symptoms.
And, of course, with cancer, there's certainly the tragedy of cancer, and yet certainly if you can harness the immune system, why, of course, the body takes care of cancer, or at least in many instances, well, if you can get it soon enough. Do you have this feeling that cancer's on the rise in America?
Oh, of course. It's not a feeling. Let me give you the facts. By 2030, it's expected to increase by 45%, and here's the proof. Each year, 10 to 20 new cancer hospitals or medical centers are being established in the United States alone, 10 to 20 per year. They're following the money. They see the increase. Right now, we have one in two men and one in three women, with an expected 45% increase from 2010 to 2030. We're right in the middle of that increase. And we're seeing it, obviously, with the baby boomer population. As you age, again, I hate to tell people this. They don't want to understand this. With the healthcare system that we're being given and where we're headed, there is a panel, just like in Holland or in Europe, where they decide who stays and who doesn't stay, meaning the healthcare that's going to be provided to people based on their age, their productivity. They already do this in Europe. This is nothing new. They have a group of people that make these decisions based on the, so what I'm saying to you is the disease is going to go up, and the conventional care, which we know is chemo, radiation, surgery, is going to stay there over the years because that's where they can get the billing from the insurance companies. They can make money on the patient. And, of course, they're going to help some people in the early stages of disease. But in the end, in my opinion, until you get to those root causes, the disease will reappear or you're never going to have the good quality health that you really deserve. So my point is the disease is not only going up statistically, and it's proven by just the number of hospitals that are being built to cover this, but in addition, the quality of care will not improve, meaning all the innovations and the science. This is all happening abroad. It's not happening in the U.S. because the red tape is very hard to provide this kind of care. It's not that easy. Doctors can't just decide, oh, I want to do this treatment. There's all kinds of ridicule you'll get from your colleagues and the standard of care. That's one of the advantages of Invita. We are one of the only clinics that has that international presence to provide the latest in technology.
Hold
now.
That thought, Dr. Pato. Hold the thought. If you have a question, 877-254-7527.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef, bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we continue our series of studies on Messiah, Yeshua, and the Seven Feasts of the Lord. The Voice of Many Waters congregation meets every Shabbat at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Services begin at 1 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562 for more information. Check us out on the web at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Shabbat Shalom.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Dr. Dina Prato, who's medical director there at NVITA, and our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, you have a question or comment, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And of course, the trouble is, we have so many people out there with chronic illnesses. And who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Karen in Thornton, Colorado.
Well, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Thank you. Good morning. I do. Both doctors, this is such a pertinent subject in my life. I've called once before because, Dr. Stan, you always have programs that I really wish I'd had access to when we first became aware that my daughter had a chronic illness. And what you guys were saying just now is so, you don't find these things out until you are going through them. And patients and their families are usually misled by, unfortunately, the medical community. Dr. Stan, I know you've been in the medical community for years, but it's certainly become somewhat of a monster and not as wholesome as medical practice used to be. So I don't think you'd mind me saying, but I watched as toward the end of my daughter's life, she had several doctors. She was diagnosed with lupus at age 17, and they did try to help her at first. And I remember her being the youngest renal patient in the rheumatology clinic at the time. And they did try to help at first and try to treat some of the symptoms because that's really all that they could do at the time. And it took them a very, very long time to even diagnose it. But eventually she had come to a point where she got pneumonia and was admitted to the hospital for pneumonia, but they immediately put her on kidney dialysis, which she hadn't been previously. So,
question at all? That I know that I'm sure that this is a terribly painful thing for you to look back on your daughter's demise. Did you have a question for our doctor?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I wanted to find out with patients and their families, they're not very informed. They don't know what I'm finding about clinics such as this. How do you break through doctors don't seem to be as much of an advocate for alternative medicine as you would think or hope. So how do you break through those barriers with patients who are reluctant, who say, well, you know, my doctor told me this, and oh, no, I can't possibly do that because my doctor says that I can't do that, and I just need to
get I think that is a very legitimate
question, and my prayers go out to your family with the struggle you've been through. The big thing is this: the truth shall set you free. You understand that word? The truth shall set you free.
Amen.
When people, this is, you know, we've worked with thousands of patients. When people come in and they start feeling better, and we start showing them test by test what was the cause. Let's take, for example, lupus. What infections, what issues were there? And the patient starts to reverse. We've had situations where they come back with their, if you will, their lupus titers are negative because the disease is being treated by its cause. That's the key. And so there are different levels. I want to mention this alternative medicine thing for a second. All alternative medicine is not the same. I mean, there's alternative medicine. You can go to the health food store and try a product. You can go to your acupuncturist. You can go to a natural doctor and be put on a little regimen. But what I'm talking about is the future of medicine, where you're using the latest technologies from around the world, both in testing and in treatment. And so I've always said the truth shall set you free. It's no different than, if you will, when there's evangelization going on with the gospel. You can preach all day long, or you can pray for people and pray with them, and then they can experience the power of God in their life. In medicine, you can tell them all day long these are the problems, but once you start testing, finding the problem, and improving, getting rid of it, and they start feeling better, then it becomes evident. And that is the basis of this type of care. The proof is in the outcome. That's the proof. You know, it's in the helping of the patient. It's in changing their lives. It's in making a difference when they're struggling with the disease and not just treating the symptoms, you know. So in reality, this is how you do it, and you do it one step at a time. You educate, you educate, you educate, but you constantly show them as they're coming in, they can constantly see, well, I'm better. I can walk a little bit more today. I'm breathing a little bit better. And then step by step, they go, wow. And they don't even remember, you know, as the time goes on, they don't. Do you remember on your first appointment when you scored so poorly, when you told me you felt like out of a 1 out of 10, 10 being bad, you were at a 9 or a 10 or an 11? And now you're feeling like a 2, you're feeling better, more energy, more. See, that's how you do it, because that's the basis of the patient's improving. And the difference is they're not relying on a medication. You're not putting them on to something else that they need to rely on. You're helping the body heal. And I don't know if that helps answer the question, but that makes a big difference when you're working with the patient.
Well, let me intervene now. The lupus is an autoimmune disease.
That's correct.
Rheumatoid arthritis, as there are so many of the diseases, scleroderma. But how can you approach this? How do you alter the body's immunity to itself?
Well, let's break this down. Yeah, these autoimmune diseases are called idiopathic in conventional medicine. They don't know what causes them. So all of a sudden your immune system is attacking specific tissue in the body, okay? Different areas. If it's the rheumatoid arthritis, it's the joints. With lupus, it's more systemic. It's, you know, vessel, right. It's vascular. It's all through the body, right? The bottom line is, why is the body attacking? Why is the immune system attacking the body? And the answer actually is quite more simple than people think. It's because it cannot eliminate two major factors. Infection is almost always prevalent, and I'm talking about viral, bacterial, Lyme disease complex, as we call it, which is really more than one infection. People think of Lyme disease as simply borreliosis. Very common. And so they have these infections, and then they get put on steroids. Guess what steroids does to the immune system? It drops the immune system to manage the symptoms. And then the patient, actually, the disease grows worse over time. They're managing the patient until, like you had an emergency episode where then they cannot make it out. So the point is, infection is one. Then you have chemical toxins, which are also difficult for the body to eliminate. So if you can imagine, the immune system is trying to go after these infections, but for many reasons, sometimes they cannot recognize them because of issues within the immune system, or these toxins and heavy metals, and they're attacking tissue. So if it's in the throat or in the thyroid, then you look at Hashimoto's thyroiditis. If it's in the joints, it's rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, right, of the connective tissue. So we can just name the areas of the body that are being affected. And so people don't see it this way because we've been taught to think, well, I have this specific disease, I'm going to go to the rheumatologist, and then they're going to put me on these medications. I want you to look up some of the more common medication they use. The side effects are just amazing of some of these medications. And they're all palliative. Well, and everybody asks, well, if what you're doing works so well, why isn't everybody using it? And I'll tell you why. Because a lot of this information is suppressed, and I've just seen it over and over again. It is suppressed by the pharmaceutical world. You do not make billions and billions of dollars globally by telling patients they have to clean up their body, reestablish their immune system,
and fight the
infection.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back with Dr. Dina Bradley.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?"
And he answered, no. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Well, and here, I guess, is Dr. Tino Prato of the Invita Medical Center. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or a comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we have a caller on the line. Before we get to them, though, Dr. Prato, I want you to put out your telephone number and your website one more time.
Sure, it's 1-866-830-4576. Again, that's 1-866-830-4576. And for just lots of information and education, go to Invita, ENVITA.com. We just were talking about lupus. We have a whole section on that, Lyme disease, cancer, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. You can read in depth and start looking at these infections and articles and videos that we've put together to help educate people.
Now, I want people to know that Invita does help support Radio Liberty, but we think that they have a great program there, and we've heard many good reports on it, and I think it's important people realize that we do need this integrative therapy rather than a conventional therapy, which with cancer and most cancers has not improved treatment in the last 50 years. We have a war on cancer. We have more cancer than ever before. Who's calling in? We have a caller?
Do we
have a caller?
This is Laura.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I want to ask the doctor, I have hypothyroidism, and I was on 50 milligrams of levothyroxine for about 6 weeks, and my TSH went back to like 3.5 from 5.5. But I had such diarrhea that within about 8 months, I eventually cut it down, so I wasn't taking anything. I'm not taking anything, and you had just mentioned Hashimoto's. Can you tell me how you treat hypothyroidism?
Sure, and on, inside our centers, the doctors that would be working with you, this is how what their typical approach would be. First of all, the thyroid test in itself is useless in really diagnosing hypothyroid in itself. It's very good maybe once you're on medicine using Nature's Thyroid, maybe Armour, which is a more complete form of thyroid. You're getting the T3, T4. You're getting a more of a full blend on it. But the most important thing is, and you can do this yourself, to really get a grasp, and this is for any listener too, you can do a nice basal body temperature where you just put the thermometer under your arm and make sure that it's, you know, above the body, what the body temperature should be, 98.7-ish, like that. If it's below that, you really have a thermal problem, and it's a very good place to start with thyroid. The thyroid is one gland which can be balanced. Now, in the natural world, there's all kinds of different things that can be given. Iodine. Great book was written by Dr. Starr called Type 2 Hypothyroidism. You can pick up that book if you'd like. It's called Type 2 Hypothyroidism. I have it in my library. It's Dr. Mark Starr. He's an MD who's really done a lot of work. Thyroid is huge. It impacts pain, immune system function, and I really can't go into that's why I'm recommending the book, because there's a lot of information on this that you should look into. But part of it is also looking for those infections, which if it really is a Hashimoto's, where you're having a hyperthyroid and your thyroid's overactive, there's a reason for that, and it needs to be diagnosed and treated and properly. And of course, you know, it's not obliterating the thyroid is the key. You want to find what the imbalance is. And there's a lot of natural things you can do, kelp and other things that can really help establish the thyroid gland itself and provide an improvement there. So I without going into too much detail, it's a great book because let me tell you why everybody needs to know about thyroid. Heart disease, diabetes, pain, chronic fatigue, depression, dry skin, weight gain, menstrual problems, high blood pressure, high cholesterol are connected to the thyroid. They're also connected to our hormones. So you also want to get your hormones tested and properly balanced. And sometimes, you know, always considering the bioidentical as the best form, but balancing it, because sometimes women have way too much estrogen than progesterone. They have imbalances in the body, and those need to be reestablished. So that's kind of a quick. Adrenal glands are very important here, too. You have to re-strengthen the adrenal glands depending on if there's other symptoms. The adrenal glands are really important. Corticosteroids, which are made there in the adrenal glands. So there's a lot of it's a piece-by-piece puzzle. Begins by testing, finding what the patient needs, and then supporting them.
Okay, but mine, I'm not overactive. I'm underactive, my thyroid.
So you're hypothyroid. Yes. So you're worried about Hashimoto's thyroiditis?
Yes.
Well, first, you would typically see you go hypo and then go hyper. So you're not really, you're more hypothyroid. So where you're going to want to do is get your thyroid properly looked at and look at using Nature's Thyroid or a form of Armor. We like Nature's better, more comprehensive. And you can only get that through a compounding pharmacy and working with a physician. But then I would also do some adrenal gland tests. I would also look at the other hormones in your body because you want to see, remember, thyroid is a master gland, but you also want to see what the other hormones are doing as well. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, fine. We have another caller. Who's calling in?
This is Arlene from Fort Collins.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I had something really strange that happened to me. We had our floors redone upstairs, the hardwood floors, and I came home, and I thought it would be aired off enough after 2 weeks. I laid down for a nap downstairs, got up, and something happened to my eyes. I could tell that my eyesight had changed. From then, I have been having diminished vision. I'm losing my vision, and I'm real sensitive to light. I have to have sunglasses at all times.
Is this related to the odor, to the toxins coming from the hardwood floors?
I woke up. I had a severe headache. I looked at the TV, and I said, there's something changed.
Yeah, that is. Let me tell you, that is directly related to the solvents. Those solvents on those wood floors and resins are incredibly toxic. They're neurotoxins. They're very dangerous. One of the things that you can do, obviously you need to clean this out of your body, and I hate to say this, but you know, until you have the house properly prepared, cleaned up, and this is true of even if you buy new furniture and bring it in, anything that has these vinyl, you know, these finishes, these different types of stains and coatings. Now, let me tell you one method that, well, first of all, let's talk about your health. You have to get this cleaned out of your body, so you have to get away from the source. And one of the best number of things you can do here, but you're going to need some really good targeted detoxification. And it wouldn't surprise me that you didn't have some other underlying issues that you weren't aware of until your toxic load became strong enough and your weakened immune system kicked in.
Hey, we're out of time. We'll have to continue this next month when Dr. Prato will be back with us. How about a time? Yeah, if our guest, Laura, has any question, call and be the once again, the number is...
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I stand here. Dr. Prado, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
We'll let one more time get your telephone number out, then we'll let you go.
Okay, well, if those of you have specific questions, you can call our office, which you'll get more detailed, you know, information. 1-866-830-4576. Again, that's 1-866-830-4576. And, you know, give us several hours because after we, you know, we do like an interview like today, we get quite busy. So, you know, contact us, and we'll be happy to get right back to you and help you in any way we can.
God bless, and thanks very much.
You too. God bless. Happy Easter.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we were talking about magnesium. We've got a wonderful book on magnesium. Most people are magnesium deficient. Doctors don't know that. I take magnesium every evening, and you have to balance it for your body. You take too much, you'll get loose bowel movements. If not enough, you're going to get constipation. But magnesium is so important. Selenium is so important. There are so many things that you need to be taking that you're not getting in your proper diet. And so there's so much you need to do for your health. And the way of vitamins, vitamin D3 is so vitally important. Certainly, we do have a number of health products we carry through Radio Liberty, mainly things that we take ourselves. Men over 55, 60 will have prostate problems. We have something called prostate support, which I tried all sorts of different things. It hasn't worked. We finally found this one, and I can't tell you who puts it out, but it's a very reputable firm, a fine Christian firm, and so we put it out under our own label. They produce it. If you'd like to get a list of our health products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But if you'd like to get that book on magnesium, if you need magnesium, selenium, prostate support, vitamins, you can get them through Radio Liberty. We carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. You need to understand they are intentionally poisoning us. Why would anybody in their rational mind do that? Because we're not dealing with people in their rational mind. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the book on magnesium. Consider being on magnesium, selenium, if you're a gentleman, and you're having to get up at night frequently, the prostate support. We have a product for women, menopausal support, and we, of course, have certainly immune booster. I think we carry something called Alibiotic. If you start to come down with a cold or flu, it has got oil of oregano, elderberry, garlic, and a couple of other products. Certainly, I take that every 4 hours till I begin to clear up. You need to be on vitamin D3, and that's 5,000 units a day at least. And if you're coming down with a cold, you take it every 4 hours. All of these things will help you. You can learn more at our website, RadioLiberty.com. Certainly get a list if you want of the various health products we take. Pardon me, we offer, most of which we take ourselves. Again, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility.